Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, link frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Oh, I have access.
Welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski. Tonight, coming to you overlooking the state capital of Connecticut. Yes, broadcasting live tonight from my office in Hartford, Connecticut. How's everybody doing tonight? And joined by my good buddy in Chicago, goalie Bob Nemes. Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. You know, Scott was showing me the view that he has from his office earlier today. And my God, Scott, you got an amazing view. I don't know what to do with it.
It's a nice view, but it's, well, had some internet problems at home, so we're here in the office tonight, and hopefully things work out better here than they were at home, because my internet connection was basically dead at home. The Cox people were out there working on the lines all day today, so I feel they screwed something up, and hopefully they'll have it fixed for next week's show. But, Bob, tonight's topic is going to be a big one for us here at the Satellite Guys over the past week, the new 922. It's finally been released.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm excited to hear a lot of the reviews that Satellite Guys users have on the 922. And I'm really skeptical about the product myself, and I want to see the demo and hear what other users have to say so that way I can make up my purchasing decision, because I want to be informed on the product and figure out exactly if that's going to be something that I'm going to want.
Well, I'll be honest. I'll give you my take of it in just a minute here, but let me give out the phone numbers. I want to hear from people tonight who have a 922. I want to hear your review of it. And if you have any 922 questions, I want you to call them in, and I'll do my best to try answering them for you. And the number to call in tonight is 877-728-4897. Easy to remember. 877-SAT-GUYS is the number. Also, we got some news tonight about a bunch of new HD that is supposedly launching on Monday. Rumor alert, rumor alert, rumor alert. But I'm fairly confident on this one because I've got it from multiple sources. So we'll get into that in just a little bit as well. But, again, if you have any questions about the 922 or you have a 922, we want to hear from you tonight. We want to hear your take on it and what you think about this long-awaited product. You know, we've waited almost 2 years now for the 922 to finally be released. Satellite Guys was the first website anywhere to bring you news of the 922 when it was first announced at Team Summit. It was announced as the 722S for having Sling in it. And boy, has it come a long way since then, Bob.
Yeah, it definitely has. And I've been a pretty advocate of Sling products, and I have the iPhone app myself. And, you know, it's really nice being able to take your television with you anywhere you go. As long as you have internet access, you can watch a baseball game from Chicago and Miami and vice versa. And it's really definitely one of those lifestyle, life-changing products that's out on the market.
It is. And it's just the beginning. They actually took out a bunch of the features before they released it because some of the features were not working well, including a web browser. And from what I'm hearing that they're working on, it's going to get interesting, and it's going to become the main hub of your entertainment center. Think of it like your Xbox Live on steroids. That's what they're looking to go for with the 922, and it's not done yet. They got it to where it was stable and released the features that were working well and didn't release the features that weren't. So very interesting. But the big question that's been asked of me, Bob, is am I better off getting a 722 with an external sling box or getting a 922 with a built-in sling box? And that's a very hard question for me to answer the way the box is currently. And I'm going to be honest here. For the most part, you're probably going to be better off with an external sling box hooked up to a 722 unless you want the new guide, the new features, new look. Because right now, it doesn't really give you much more than that. There's a DLNA player in there, which can play your music and photos. It doesn't really work too well. The external hard drive, you can only take an external hard drive from another Dish Network DVR and plug it into your 922 and download the content from that drive. That does not work too well at the moment. For the most flexibility, I would go with the 722 and the external Slingbox. And it also would save you $4 a month. So that's what we got there. And right now I just re-entered the chat room because my other computer here crashed an IE. So I'm now back in there. So if you want to join us in the chat room, the chat is now open. You can join us at chat.satelliteguys.us. And don't forget, the phone lines are open at 877-728-4897. But getting back to external Slingbox, your external Slingbox will give you more. Number one, it will give you HD if you get an HD Slingbox. It will give you multiple video inputs, so you can hook other devices up to your Sling and control them from anywhere. And then, finally, the other thing is... What was the other thing that was? Oh, no monthly charges per month. I hit on that one earlier. But those are the big ones there. There's no real reason to pay $4 a month to watch Sling. Oh, and another big thing, and this one really irks me, and hopefully we hear some complaints about it tonight, is that the only way to watch your 922 is to log into the Dish Network website. You cannot use an external program, you know, the external Sling player for Windows or Macintosh. Those will not work with the 922. It tells you you need to go to the Dish Network website to watch. And it's too complicated, honestly, to go to Dish Network's website and find your Slingbox and figure out how to watch it. They need to put a button on the homepage to say, watch your Slingbox here, click it and log in, and even offer a save your password box. Because right now you got to click about 15 times to get into your Slingbox, and it's just ridiculous. And personally, I'd rather have an external player anyways.
Yeah, Scott, that's something that's really annoying, and I don't like that you can't use that external Sling software to be able to view your Slingbox. You have to go through Dish Network's website. And you hit it earlier on the pricing point, and really the pricing point seems to be a stickler with a lot of people because they seem to be charging it more as a dual DVR rather than a single DVR because you have that Sling functionality. And it seems like they're trying to charge a premium for that Sling box when really you could go out and get a 722K with a spend a couple hundred more and get your own Sling and basically have the same features and functionality.
Yeah, and again, no external prices, and you can use whatever program that you want with it as far as viewing it. You're not locked into the Dish Network website, which I think is just absolutely silly. That's my opinion of it. But the 922 does have its advantages as well. And, you know, when they start adding in these other features that were removed before, people are going to be wanting one. Do you want to be an early adopter? Well, that's really up to you. You know, I'm going to let you guys decide that because it's your money you're spending, but I'm giving you my honest feedback on it. And let's see here, just looking at the phone lines. Nobody on the lines yet. So if you want to give us a call and talk about the 922, the number to call in tonight is 877-728-4897. And we'd love to talk with you about the 922, and we'd love to talk to you about the new HD that is supposedly launching on Monday. Bob, should we go through that list right now?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, here we go. Well, this is kind of weird because I don't remember any other time where Dish Network has launched new high definition on a Monday. And as I say, I've received this information from numerous contacts within the company. So while I'm labeling it as a rumor, it is like a almost confirmed rumor. Let's put it that way. Let's say 99% sure. And Monday, the following HD channels are launching, and I'll even give you the channel numbers. On channel 375 will be a channel called Shorts HD. Bob, you've seen that on UVerse. Tell us a little bit about that channel.
Shorts HD is primarily an independent film channel where they have short movies that can range from 3 minutes to 30 minutes and different varieties, whether they're horror, independent genre, they even have animation on there. The movie channel overall, to me, it kind of seems like a waste of bandwidth because I never watched it. But there definitely could be a market there, the people who wanted independent filmmaking, they definitely could be able to view it. And it's some of the best shorts that are out there that you would find at the different independent film festivals, such as Sundance and all the other film festivals that they have throughout the world.
Well, it sounds, I don't know, maybe it'll be interesting, but that's one of the new channels, and that's coming to Channel 375. I'm looking forward to seeing it, because any new HD content is good content in my book. More new content coming out on Channel 367, or 5370, will be Epics HD. This is the new movie channel, and it looks like it's going to be in the Platinum package, Bob.
Yeah, have you heard anything on whether you have access to Epix's online movie library? Because I know with some of the services out there, as long as you put your subscriber ID into an Epix's website, you could go out there and view any movie that's within the Epix library catalog. And it's real nice if you're, let's say, on a flight that has internet and you want to watch a movie and kick back. It's really cool.
I haven't heard anything, and if you find a flight that lets you stream a movie, let me know, because I don't think there's a fast enough one out there. Last flight I took had GoGo Internet on it, which is the brand name. It's called GoGo, and worked really well, but it was about a 768K down speed, so that's what we have there. So let's see here. Let's go on to the next channel, and the next channel will be on channel 9428 or 115, which is Style HD. This is the same channel that you find on regular channel 115, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for that, especially the females out there. But I don't know, Bob. I've never actually watched the channel. Have you?
I've caught a couple glimpses of it, but that was just channel surfing. Pretty sure that there's a market out there. They're adding it. There has to be a market out there for the channel. I would think that it's more geared towards the female personalities and stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe it's something that's like Lifetime.
Another one that people have been looking forward to, and I've been watching this channel for about a week now. I've been dialing into a friend of mine who's an engineer, his via Slingbox, and been watching Headline News HD, and I haven't seen a single thing in HD yet, but Headline News HD will be launching on channels 9524, 5315, and 202, and that will be launching Headline News HD. You looking forward to that one at all, Bob?
That one I'm actually looking forward to. There's a lot of hot news anchors on that channel. And then not only do you have a lot of hot news anchors, but you also have the Joy Behar show. And she has a really interesting show where she talks about today's hot political topics. And many of you might know her. She's one of the hosts of The View, and also she is a really funny comedian. If you ever have a chance to go see one of her shows, definitely go see one of her shows, because you will be laughing all night long.
That's Headline News HD. In the pub member area, people were posting pictures of their favorite headline news babes, which has been kind of amusing to watch. And I posted a picture of my favorite babe that's coming in HD, and that would be G4 HD, which is coming on channel 9408 or 191. G4 HD is the former Tech TV, and I really miss Tech TV, but I don't know, it's coming along. A lot of the tech shows are gone, but they do have some interesting programming from time to time, and of course they got Olivia Munn, so that's a good thing.
Oh, Olivia Munn's always a good thing, Scott, and G4 is definitely one of those shows that a lot of the younger listeners will definitely look forward to. They got a lot of the video game reviews and also a lot of the gadgetry, and I can't wait to see Olivia Munn live from the Adult Entertainment Expo when it comes to CES time, and it's going to be really fun watching her do what she does best, and that's basically telling people about gadgets and what's coming out on the market and what's hot.
Yeah, I actually ran into her a couple of times at CES, and I didn't even realize it was her until I looked at her name badge and saw it was her. The TV does something to people, I guess. They look a lot different on TV than they do in person sometimes. So it was interesting running into her. Probably the channel I'm most looking forward to is the next one I'm going to announce, and that's on channel 9523 or 132, and that would be Turner Classic Movies HD. Now, the reason I'm looking forward to this one is because I had access to it on Bell TV out of Canada and watched it for a bit. And, Bob, you cannot believe how good movies look, especially black and white movies look, in high definition.
Yeah.
It really gives them some really cool feelings.
Yeah, I know. And it's amazing when you think about it. A lot of these films were filmed over 60, 70 years ago in black and white. And they're able to take that transfer from that film and turn it into a high-definition movie. And it's amazing the quality and the time and effort that they put into this, because Hollywood does a really fantastic job transferring a lot of these movies. And it makes you want to watch them all over again because of the fact that you're like, wow, this is like seeing it in the movie theater.
It's just so pristine, and you can't believe that black and white can look as good as it does, but it really does. And, of course, Turner Classic Movies is not all black and white movies, but when they do have a black and white movie on there in HD, it's a real, real treat, and I'm looking forward to seeing that channel. Again, that's on channel 9523 or 132, and that's coming on Monday. Also, another one coming on Monday will be 9525, which is History Channel International HD. Now, an interesting thing about this channel is they did not give it a map down to the other History Channel International location. So that was kind of interesting, probably a mistake, and hopefully they'll fix that mistake. That's History Channel International HD on channel 9525. I don't know about you, Bob, but I don't really think I'm going to be watching that one too much.
Yeah, I don't too much either. I mean, every now and then I'll catch like a World War II documentary on there or something history-ish. I primarily watch the History Channel, which has Pawn Stars and stuff like that on that. And a good channel. Hopefully we'll get to see a lot of history in high definition.
And the other final channel, and some people have been asking about this one because Fox Reality Channel went off the air a couple weeks ago, and Dish Network has been showing reruns of Fox Reality Channel. And I'm happy to say on Monday that's going away. Both the standard definition version and a new high definition channel will be added to that spot as well. That being Nat Geo Wild, National Geographic Wild, which is kind of like a more pure version of Animal Planet. I don't know if you watch Animal Planet lately, but a lot of the shows have been airing lately don't have anything to do with animals. So this is getting back to nature and the good, high-quality National Geographic programming that people love.
Yeah, I caught a glimpse of it the other day, it's fun watching animals do what they do in the wild. The show that I was watching had a cheetah running around, and I don't know how these guys get the shots that they do when they're in Africa and the places that they're at. They do some fantastic work out there, and to be able to see a hummingbird in slow motion and actually see it flap its wings, it's amazing.
Right. And for the people wondering, and people are already asking that in the chat, these are going to be airing off of the either 72.7 or the 129 orbital location. So if you're not pointed at any of those, call Dish Network for your upgrade now, and they'll take care of you. And make sure you tell them you're a satellite guy and don't take no crap from them. Tell them I said so. All right. Got some questions in the chat room. One of the people in the chat room wants to know or has a concern about the 922 with that so many features being added to the satellite receiver. That there may be one box too many, and he doesn't want it to turn into a glorified internet box with TV being a secondary service. He's concerned and says he personally would like to watch TV, not for surfing the net or stuff like that. And honestly, I think that's the way things are going to be going, Bob. As things progress here, internet TV is really catching on. And satellite will be a secondary delivery method, probably delivering you more HD content, and your standard definition stuff and your niche channels over time will probably be all internet delivered instead. And I can really see that going that way in the near future, within the next 3 to 5 years. What do you think about that, Bob?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a third television provider, not satellite, not delivered via cable, but an internet television provider where you get HBO, Showtime, Stars, and all that delivered through the internet. My only concern is high definition, and also if you have like a Comcast connection, and you know Comcast, they offer 250 gig limit. In order for something like that to work out, they're going to have to either strike a deal with the cable providers and or have net neutrality where basically all data is treated equal and no limits on the data.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out. And, you know, I do see it the way it's going, and it's kind of exciting to see because at one time, you had cable TV and you had 30 channels and you always dreamed of having more. Pretty soon you'll be able to basically watch anything you want to watch at any time you want to watch. And me personally, I find that exciting. And what I also find exciting is that we have a caller on the line right now. So we're going to go to the 720 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Joe. I'm calling from the Denver, Colorado area.
Hey, Joe,
and
how's
I want to thank you. Things are doing very well. Thanks, Scott, and your colleague whose name I forget out there in Chicago. But greetings to both of you. And I want to thank you. Yeah, Bob, thank you both for obviously all your tireless work that you do for informing us out there in the public on all these great products and such. It's a testament to your efforts, so I want to thank you for that up front. My question is this. I do not own a 922, although I've been keeping up with all the user opinions, shall we say, and blogs that have been out there for the last few odd days. Here's my condition or situation right now. I currently have a 622, the VIP, which has been very, very good to me. Your note was that you could either go to a 922 or opt for the 722K, or maybe even wait. So in my case, I use my external hard drives. I've got a couple of them. At home, I checked my connectivity. I've got a 7 meg DSL, so I get about, on testing, somewhere around 800K, which qualifies for it, but probably not really for HD streaming via the Sling. And the other question I had was, I believe the new 922 will eventually have the same type of capability that the Sling Catcher allows, such that you can use your PC to stream up to your TV. So I wanted to see what your opinion is about either opting for a 722K instead of the 922 or just waiting. If you think the better features are going to be down there down the road for the 922.
Well, the Sling Catcher portion of it, I don't see that happening.
Okay.
It's something that was, you know, announced when they first announced it, but it hasn't really been mentioned officially again since then. The only other Sling thing that they've mentioned, and it was in the actual help guides until just a couple weeks ago, was the Clip and Sling feature where you could select part of a show and actually email it to somebody, and they can go to the Sling website and click on that link and watch the little two-minute snip that you sent over. But as far as Sling Catcher being able to watch your PC on your TV, I don't really see that happening. As you know, at CES, Dish Network announced they had a deal with Sling. I'm sorry, with Adobe to be able to do Flash as far as the streaming technology from the Sling boxes themselves. I'm assuming since they're working with Sling in that regard, that they're also going to be working with Sling so that future services will work on the 922, including Hulu. And possibly, I've even heard Netflix is possibly working with Dish Network currently. And that would open up some big doors there. I'll believe it when I see it, though, because I know Charlie, he'll fight tooth and nail for every last penny, and I don't think he'd want people watching Netflix and paying Netflix for movies when he's trying to sell you them for $6.99 a shot. But you never say never in this world.
Right.
You said you mentioned that you have a number of external hard drives.
Yeah, I have a 622 with a hard drive. So I wanted to get a Sling. I've got my connection via wireless bridge so that I can get VOD content on my 622, so that part's working fine. So the question would be, do I opt for a 722K upgrade with, and then buy my own external Sling appliance, so to speak, either the HD or the Solo? Or,
at the moment, I would say that would be the way to go, honestly.
What additional features does the 722K give you over the 622?
with the 722K, you need to go out and purchase an over-the-air tuner module, which is around $30. Dishstore.net carries them. And when you put that into your 722K, it gives you two over-the-air tuners. What that means is you can record two off-air as well as two satellite programs at the same time, recording up to four things. And then on TV One, you could be watching, you know, recorded show. And on TV Two, you could be watching recorded show. So you could be recording four things and watching two separate things at the same time. So six streams going off the receiver at one time. And that's a really great feature. And then you get the additional hard drive space there. And that's really the main differences between the two. Oh, and you get the new remotes. The new remotes will allow you to basically download all your timers and stuff like that. So if your 722K dies, they ship you another one. You hit the system recover button, and it sends all your timers back to the receiver. It sounds cool and everything, but really it's a waste of money on Dish's part because the timers and stuff are not backed up automatically. You need to initiate that every once in a while, and most people do not do that. As I said in my 922 review, I'd love to see them just allow you to back up all your settings and timers and parental controls and stuff like that by sticking a USB memory card into the 922 or 722K and backing up that way instead of, you know, having two-way capabilities in the remote control where it has to download things like that. Neat feature, but that's one of the additional things of the 722K as well.
Mm-hmm. There's something interesting which I'll put out to you is that a colleague that works for me, his both brother and sister-in-law both work for Dish, and they're in the engineering testing for the 922, and his comment to me was that they thought this product was still rushed out with far too many features that weren't working, and I certainly understand your comment that a number of them, probably for the DVR itself, were stabilized, but I think maybe we're seeing a number of things maybe that possibly give one the impression that it was still a bit too early in the development cycle. Don't know your thoughts.
It is. I'll agree with that. And right now what they released is a usable DVR. Once it downloads all this guide data and logos and everything like that, it's actually a pretty solid receiver. My knock on wood has not missed any timers or rebooted or anything like that in a long, long time. And they've really come a long way in the beta process. Just to tell you a story about the 922, I got word that they were going to release it back in November. And back in November, this box was the biggest piece of crap anywhere. I'm just being honest here. And when I got wind that they were planning on releasing it so that way they could have a product to release for Christmas, I typed up and I don't know how many page document of every single bug that I found in the 922. And I sent it over to Charlie. And Charlie sent me over an email just a couple minutes after I sent it to him. And I sent it over to him about 10 o'clock at night. And, that helped keeping them from releasing it for that November time frame. And I'm really happy that happened, to be honest with you. And I'm not the sole person that got that stopped, but my documentation was good enough for a number of the execs who were not the most technical people to go in there and say, we can't release this. This is supposed to be our top-of-the-line receiver. And that was a good feeling that they actually listened to me there.
Yeah, bad press on behalf of the users is never going to help their cause, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not done. I'll tell you that. It's not done, but for a Dish Network receiver, a Dish Network DVR, it's rock solid. It doesn't have all the promise there that it's supposed to have, and that will be coming down the line, and that's something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I probably have to give it another 3 to 6 months for sure.
Yeah, they're supposed to be announcing a bunch of stuff coming up at Team Summit, which is happening in May. So we should be hearing what future direction they're going to be taking the 922 at that time, because the 922 is going to be their big product, and they're going to be putting a big push on it in the fall. So they got a lot of waxing to do to make it shine up really nice and get all those features in there.
Got it. Okay. I guess the only other thing that I could want with my external hard drive is the ability to put folders in there for various recordings. So does the 720 do that today?
I don't know. I haven't fooled that in a while, but there's a software release going out tomorrow night to most of the 722s and 622s that is going to be reworking some of the external hard drive stuff and also supporting bigger hard drives. It's also going to be adding a bad feature in there, which I don't like, which is going to be ads in the guide. That's coming tomorrow. It's supposed to do some more with the external hard drive support, so maybe it will allow folders in the external hard drive as well.
I'm sorry, what was the bad feature that you didn't like?
Ads. Basically, when you're looking at the guide, right now you get, I believe it's 8 channels listed there in the guide at one time. Well, when you get that new software update, it's only going to be 7 channels you see, and the 8th channel on the bottom is going to be an ad for a video on demand feature. And if you want to watch that video on demand feature, you just hit the star button on your remote, and that's the way it's going to work. And I personally don't like seeing ads in my guide and wish there was a way to shut those off.
Sure. Okay. Well, many, many thanks for answering all of my questions, and hopefully that was valuable information for anyone else that's listening.
Well, thank you for calling, Joe.
Yeah, happy to. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good night. That was Joe calling from Colorado, and if you would like to get on the line with us, the phone lines are open. The number to call in is 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. We have about 30 minutes left to today's show, so come on and give us a call, and let's hear your thoughts about the 922 or any questions like what Joe had there. Perfectly valid question. I got a 622, and is it worth me upgrading to a 922? Honestly, unless you want to live on the bleeding edge, the answer is no. And, in the chat room, people have been asking about RFD TV HD. And that is currently up in testing. And as far as I heard, and again, rumor mode on, that is supposed to be coming on May 5th. So we'll see then and see what else they got coming along the line for us as well. Bob, should we release another news thing that we posted last week in the pub member area?
Yeah, but let me get to this real quick, okay, Scott? You are listening to us live on the Access America Satellite Radio Network here on Access America, and today's show is brought to you by SpiderOak.com. If you go to SpiderOak.com, you can enter the keyword Satellite Guys and get 3 gigs free for life. And also, I apologize for Scott's voice over IP quality there. He seems to be voice over IP incompatible tonight.
Well, I'm listening to the Access America feed, and I'm coming across fine, so it must be on the Blog Talk radio network portion that we're having trouble with. Getting back to SpiderOak, if you want 3 gigabytes of space, use the code SATGUYS when you set it up, and you'll get 3 gigabytes of free space that's yours for life, and you can back up all your data that you want with that 3 gig, or you can upgrade the packages you want. There's no credit card required for the 3 gigabytes, just fill in your email address and enter the code SATGUYS, and boom, that 3 gigabytes is yours. And that's from SpiderOak.com. And again, keyword SATGUYS. Thanks, Bob. Almost forgot about that. Had so much going on tonight with his technical glitches here. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I actually had to come into my office tonight in Hartford and use the internet because my internet at home was extremely buggy tonight. Normally, I have about 50 megabyte service, and tonight it wasn't even testing a megabyte, so I had to get in here. Sounding good on Blog Talk. It's sounding good on Access America, but I'm not sure how it's sounding on Blog Talk. But we'll get it all squared away later when we put up the show, and we thank you for that as well. All right, Bob, where were we at?
We were going to go into other news.
Oh, another rumor. Another rumor. And just kind of did this one to themselves, and I've known about this one for a while. And that is about 3D. Dish Network's planning on launching a number of 3D channels, and they're planning on launching them in May. And the thing of it was, I was asked not to say anything because they wanted to have a competitive leg up against DirecTV. And, okay, I agree with that. I don't want to give away anybody's trade secrets, and so they told me to... to not say anything, and I said, okay, I won't, because, they wanted to beat DirecTV and be the first satellite provider to provide 3D television. And anyways, they have a Twitter feed set up for Team Summit. And on this Twitter feed, they announced the other night to make sure that you stop by the 3D Pavilion and watch live 3D being broadcast from Dish Network. So they kind of blew that one there. So those of you guys thinking about buying a 3D TV but don't think that Dish Network's going to offer 3D, well, if you want to buy one there, you're going to have content available very, very soon. So no idea what channels are available yet, but do know they're planning on two or three channels on Dish Network in 3D, and they're going to be launching them at Team Summit. And when I say launch them at Team Summit, I don't know if they're just going to be demoing them there or if it's going to be the actual live launch, but 3D is definitely coming to Dish Network. And so that's what we got there. That was the other news. The phone lines are open, 877-728-4897. That's 877-SAT-GUYS. And hear my phone going off there a little while ago. That was Claude from Dish Store calling. And let's see here. People are saying online that Blog Talk sounds terrible tonight, so they switched to Access America. And I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but the Access America is sounding good. And I was going to call in and switch over so that way I sounded better. But the way the show works is after Blog Talk goes off the air, we do an after-party party with a bunch of music and stuff like that. And because the Access America is sounding good and is our primary feed, we decided to stay there. In the chat room at chat.satelliteguys.us, WhiteWolf8214 wants to know, any more word on Dish buying TiVo? Mum's the word on that one. And not that they told me not to say anything, but they're not saying word. This is under a lock and key type of talk, and the people I told to, it's on a need-to-know basis only, and only a couple people know what's going on there. The judge has given Dish Network until the end of April, which is coming up here in just about 2 weeks, to come to some kind of deal with TiVo, and I would expect some major news before that time, so stay tuned to that.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on there? Yeah.
Hey, we have a caller online.
Oh. We do have a caller online. Let's go to the 606 area code. I got so many computers in front of me tonight. Hello, 606. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Leggett Broke.
Hey, how's it going?
Going pretty good. Just got in and just was starting to listen and didn't know how much y'all had covered on 922.
Well, I went through and told people what my thoughts on it were and if it was a worthwhile purchase at the moment or if a 722 with an external sling box would be better. And
gotcha.
It's really a toss-up there, and that's basically all I said about my feelings about the 922. Do you have a 922 yet?
Yeah, I've been beta testing it, and you know, of course, we're out of beta now. My call was about external hard drive. I know some people probably have some questions about that. And just as I just got back and hooked up a 2.0 USB hub, I am able to connect multiple EHDs to them, and they actually show up in my media as two separate hard drives in there. So it does have the capability of seeing more than one hard drive at a time.
That's very cool, and I think 622 and 722 owners may see the same thing with the software update that's coming out tomorrow night. It's going to start rolling out to about 500,000 of those units tomorrow night and then slowly roll out over the next week or two. So that's an exciting thing there. I wish you could record to the external hard drive on a 922. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, my experience so far has been I can only transfer off of the external hard drive to the internal hard drive. I can't go back to the external hard drive is my experience.
Right, and my stuff I have recorded. I got a lot of Voom stuff. I got a lot of soundstage from Rave, and I don't want to lose that stuff because it's too dang good. So I've been hesitant hooking mine up because I don't want to lose any of that. And I've only got one external hard drive.
The two that I had hooked up are previously the content is from my 722. So mm-hmm. I've taken my 722 hard drives, hooked them up to my 922. And again, the content shows up, but I can't transfer to the external. I can only transfer off of it.
Yeah, believe it or not, and you said you were a beta tester. Well, you don't have to believe it or not, since you were a beta tester. But the external hard drive portion of that wasn't even there until the final beta.
Yeah, right until SP100 is when I first saw it.
Yeah, and that was kind of a big surprise because I was scrolling through the menu there, and I noticed that the main menu had a scroll bar on the side, and I said, what the heck is that there for? Because it's nothing down below. And then I scrolled down below, and there it was. I was kind of like, wow, what's this doing? And I said, well, I'm not playing a guinea pig here and losing all my good HD content I got. So
I have been able to transfer stuff over to it successfully, but getting it back, I'm sure we're just going to wait for software to get that going.
Yeah, wait for software. In fact, if you haven't hooked up your external hard drive yet to your 922 and are thinking about it, I would wait until S102 comes out because I hear there's supposed to be a big fix in there. A number of people have reported online that when they transfer content to the 922, that the recordings became garbled and removed off the old hard drive and were unusable on the 922, and I don't want to see people lose content. So if you haven't hooked up yet, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share my experience that, you can see multiples on it as of right now, but, you're kind of stuck with it still just being on the hard drive unless you want to take the chance of moving it.
Yeah, if you want to take that chance, it's up to you, but I don't recommend it at the moment. And as
I said, don't do that.
S102 is supposed to be coming out pretty shortly here, and hopefully that fixes that because I don't want to see people lose their content. And people have built up very big libraries full of HD, and it'd be a shame to lose one just because you want to try out a new feature. So keep it safe.
Yeah.
The 922.
Okay, well, that's what I called in, and I hope to see you at Team Summit.
No, I'm not going this year.
No, you're not going this year? Well, I guess we won't see you then.
My big problem and the reason I'm not going to Team Summit this year is because when I go to these events, I have to take time off from work.
Yeah.
And when I take time off from work, they don't pay me.
Yeah.
I get 2 weeks paid vacation a year, and I have to use one for my family, and the other one I use to go to CES. And this year's Team Summit, the way they scheduled it, it's really screwed up because you got to be there Monday through Friday. Team Summit starts on Tuesday morning. It starts on Tuesday morning. And in order to make it there for Tuesday morning from Connecticut, you really got to leave on Monday, which means taking Monday off from work. And it ends late on Thursday night. It ends at midnight, actually Friday morning. So you're going to be there through Friday. So that means taking an entire week off. And this year, and with everything going on, I just can't afford to take the time off and buy the airfare and the tickets. And, it's not even really interesting to me this year to go see any of the entertainment. I've seen ZZ Top in concert before and Dana Carvey,
Well, I will be there, so if I can correspond any information to you, I would love to.
Well, that's good. Take plenty of pictures and send them back because we love seeing the new stuff, and I do understand there will be some new stuff there, and I'm going to be jealous because you're going to see it before me. All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. And we just had an exciting announcement coming to the chat room just a second ago here with Brian from Satellite AV. And that is that Glory Star has added Access America to its channel lineup so that Glory Star customers can listen to Satellite Guys radio show. How cool is that? It's Glory Star Channel 1050. That is very, very,
wow.
Very cool, Brian. Thank you very
much.
Go ahead, Bob.
Welcome, Glory Star members, to the Satellite Guys radio show. And if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 1-877-SAT-GUYS.
Yeah, the phone lines are open, 877-728-4897. Or join us in the chat room, chat.satelliteguys.us. And again, we're having some issues tonight for people listening on Blog Talk. And when I put the replay up, those should be alleviated because I'll put up the other recording that we have that's hopefully recording on our end here. As I said, they're doing some work around my house, so my internet connection at home is not working. So tonight I'm in my office overlooking the state capital of Connecticut, and it's good to be with you here on the Satellite Guys radio show. Give us a call right now. I want to talk about the 922. I want to hear from somebody who has one, and I want to hear your review on it. The number to call in is 877-728-4897. And for those of you just joining in a little late, Bob, I'm going to run down to that list real quick again of all the new HD channels that are quote-unquote rumored to be starting on Monday. And those channels are, again, Channel 375, Shorts, HD. Channel 367 and 5370 will be Epics, HD. Channel 9428 and 115 will be Style, HD. 9524, 5315, and 202 will be Headline News, HD. 9523 and 132 will be Turner Classic Movies, HD. 9408 and 191 will be G4, HD. 9525 will be History Channel International, HD. And finally, wrapping up the new channels for Monday will be 9430, 190, which would be National Geographic Wild. And also National Geographic Wild will be replacing the Fox Reality Channel on Dish Network. So that's something cool to look forward to. Expect those changes sometime Monday afternoon. And that's some cool stuff there. Bob, I'm really excited about the news that Satellite AV just told us in the chat room about us being added to the Glory Star maps so that people with Glory Star can listen to us on Channel 1050. How cool is that?
Yeah, we're very cool. You know, Brian's a really great guy, and Glory Star is definitely one of the best Christian satellite services out there. In fact, it's the only Christian satellite service that I'm aware of today. And Brian does a lot of great things here for us at Satellite Guys, and thank you, Brian, for bringing the Satellite Guys radio show and Access America to Glory Star, and welcome Glory Star subscribers. And feel free to give us a call, and if you have any satellite question, give us a call during our show, and we'll be more than happy to answer them with you so that way you can get the most out of your Glory Star system.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard of Glory Star and are looking for Christian television, and they've got a lot of channels, and the best price about Glory Star is all the channels are free. There's no monthly bill. Just buy the system, have it installed, install it yourself. So you can do it. It's really easy, especially with the help from other Satellite Guys members. You can be enjoying a ton of Christian programming free. No monthly bill. It's a great gift for you know, family members, and also great gifts for your church. A lot of churches love the programming on Glory Star, and they record stuff and show it to church members, and it's a great thing. So thank you to Glory Star, to Satellite AV, and all our other sponsors for making Satellite Guys possible. White Wolf 8214 wants to know, what's the HD channels in May rumored to be? So far, I only know of three, those being Outdoor Channel, HD, the other one being RFD TV HD and QVC HD. I'm sure once these channels go up on Monday, they're going to start testing new ones, and they're going to launch them right before Team Summit starts to make it really, really cool. So that looks like a good thing here. I'm reading from Satellite AV saying, we'd like to promote the Satellite Guys radio show on our graphics pages. I'm flattered. I really am flattered there, Brian. That's a great offer, and thank you very much. And speaking of thank yous, let's say thank you to our next caller who's calling from the 843 area code. And say hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey there. I just wanted to ask you a quick question about the new channels.
Sure, go ahead. Who's this?
Do you know J.M. Curry Tech on the chat room?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just saw you come in. How you doing tonight?
Well, I had to refresh it. But the Shorts and the Epics, what package will those be in? I was assuming the Platinum, since they were in the 370s and 60s. But I didn't know.
That's my assumption as well. That looks like they're going to be in the Platinum package. And no word, which is kind of surprising, on Epic Standard Definition. They were carrying it for a while. They put it up.
In a different channel number, too. The Standard Definition, right, when it was up there, was like 290-something.
298, I believe, or something like that. So I don't know if we're going to get the Standard Definition version or not, but it looks like we're going to be getting it in the next week, and it looks like it's going to be part of the Platinum package. I don't know offhand what packages are going to be in. Oh,
the ones for May. What were the ones for May?
The main one over here 5th. May 5th is Outdoor Channel, HD, RFD, TV, HD, and QVC HD. But I'm sure there's going to be some mainstream channels there as well. So that's
pretty much the thing, but ESPNU and Rainbow Networks, and we're good, right?
Right, and ESPNU and the Rainbow Networks are not coming anytime soon, just because of
litigation. Probably get everything. Yeah.
Hey, hey Scott, don't forget about HDRSN.
You, Bob. Bob wants the HDRSN. Oh boy. All right. Anything else for you tonight?
No, that's all. I'll probably call it next time when I get. I've got to wait till May. I called about my 922 upgrade. I can't upgrade till May. My year will be up in May for my annual upgrade.
Well, that's okay though, because right, you know, maybe the new software will be out and it'll be working a little yep. better for some of the
and
things.
And then I can transfer. Yeah, I can transfer everything without worrying about all my good programming going away, because I'm not losing my recordings. I'm like you. I've got a lot of stuff that you just can't recover.
Right, especially the Voom stuff.
Yeah, that's gold right there.
Boom, one boom, and I don't want to go boom on my 922. All right, thanks for your
call. No. Thank you.
All right, and we got about 10 minutes remaining here tonight's show. Give us a call. Get online, 877-728-4897. We want to hear your 922 reviews, people, and we know a bunch of you have them. And I'm looking in the chat room at a couple people that I know have them. I'm not going to call them out by name, but give us a call. I want to hear about your 922. Tell us your honest opinion on the 922. By the way, something interesting happened over the past week. There's a IPTV service called Roku, R-O-K-U, and they were supposed to launch Major League Baseball television on opening day. Now, Major League Baseball somehow, some way, changed the way they're streaming their baseball package this year, and they changed it 2 days before opening season. And for Roku customers, they're very upset because they're not getting the Major League Baseball package, and Major League Baseball seems did not notify Roku of these changes, which required a firmware update. So we got in touch with Roku, and we got in touch with Brian from Roku. And Brian posted a message in our Dish Network forum for Roku owners looking to get Major League Baseball that there's a special beta version right now of the new Major League Baseball firmware, which can tune those in. And if you email Brian at brian@roku.com, tell him you're a Satellite Guys member, he will give you access to the beta. You just need to send him your serial number from your Roku box and also the email address you registered for MajorLeagueBaseball.tv. And he'll take care of you, so that way you can be watching baseball really early in the season before it becomes available to other people who have Roku boxes. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool, Scott. And you know, Scott, last week you mentioned something about launching new forums at SatelliteGuys.us. What? Any word on what's going on with those forums?
Well, they're being set up now as we speak. The 3D TV one is actually set up, but it's hidden. We're trying to populate some stuff in there. And also the ham radio and scanner radio pages are up in there, but I haven't had much time to do anything with the ham radio and scanner radio just because my own personal job has taken me away from the board this week, and haven't had much time to dedicate to that. But we'll want to get it up hopefully by the end of the week.
Very good. And we got N1W Bravo Delta in the chat room asking about significantly viewed channels, if Dish is going to bring those back.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been following too close to the Stella Act. If Stella passes, and I don't believe it did yet, I believe there's another extension of the old law there for another 90 days or something like that. But when Stella is passed, then Dish Network will be able to offer locals into every single market into the United States, and they plan on doing that within the next year or two if that gets passed. So that will be an interesting thing. Lieutenant Disher, I believe that's LT means Lieutenant, or it's Lawrence Taylor. Have you talked about Dish Tech Support forum you're working on? I came in late. No, I haven't talked about that yet. Basically, from my end, it's all done. I could hit the go button and put it online today, and I'd be happy. The big thing that's holding us back is the skin, the look of the site. Dish Network went out and hired a professional developer to create a nice-looking skin for the site, and that is not ready yet. So we're not launching until that is done. Hopefully that's done relatively soon. I'd love to get it online and love to help people out learning more about this marvelous satellite technology. And that's where that stands. And basically, I'm sitting here with my fingers twiddling, and I'm not too happy about it because since I'm getting paid for this job, I want to be busy and working all the time, but there's not much more for me to work on. And I can't work until they get the skins done because some of the modifications and additions I need to do to the website, I cannot do until the skins are finished. So that's where we're at there. And let's give out the phone numbers right now. It's 877-SAT-GUYS, 877-728-4897. Or join us in the chat room. We got a good size crowd in there tonight. And coming up after the show, if you're listening on the Access America Radio Network, it's the Satellite Guys radio show after Party Party. Tonight we're going to be doing your request. We figured out a way to do instant requests last week, and it was kind of fun, and we had a great time. So we're going to be doing it again tonight. So get those requests ready and be in the chat room, and we'll get them all done. So that is a great thing. White Wolf wants to know, if Stella passes, will we get to any channel in any city? No, it will still be restricted to your DMAs. And they don't really have CONUS National Continental U.S. beams available to transmit all 220 DMAs around. So it's all going to be spot beamed in just like it is now. So that's what's going on there. There'll be no real reason for having distant networks either because everybody will be served. So that's a great thing there. Let's see here. Anything else you can think of, Bob, besides HDRSNs?
Well, Scott, since we're busting out the crystal ball, do you have the winning lotto numbers for the Powerball jackpot this week?
Well, actually, yes. No, just kidding. No.
Real quick, NAB is this week for those who are going out to Las Vegas for the National Association Broadcasters Show. Cool. Let us know what fun things you find.
Yeah, it's an interesting show, and I'd like to go one of these years. And the reason I like to go is because they unveil a lot of technology there. And one of the things I'd like to see, well, actually two of the things I'd like to see. First of all, I understand ESPN 3D is there this week. I'd love to see that. And the second thing I'd love to see is the Red camera, which is a 4K camera, which is ultra-high definition. I'd love to see that and some of the other great technology out there. You know, I'm a techno geek. I love seeing how all this stuff works. And, you know, for me, my ultimate joy from doing Satellite Guys over the years is being able to go to the Dish Network Uplink Center and see how it was all put together. That was like, you know, that was tech nirvana for a satellite geek like me, and that was pretty, pretty cool. Let's see here. Reading the chat room real quick. Tiger Prowler wants a shout-out, but sorry, Tiger Prowler, we don't do shout-outs. I don't know. Was that considered a shout-out, Bob?
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
NW1BD says he lives in New Hampshire and can't get my own ABC station 50 miles away in New Hampshire. Well, hopefully that will take care of that problem when Stella passes. Getting Congress and Senate to work together this year and pass these things is, I don't know, like pulling teeth.
Very good analogy.
Yeah, I think pulling teeth was probably easier than some of the stuff they've been going through lately. Maybe one of these weeks we just do a political show, just talk politics for the whole hour, and so we can all argue with each other. That'd be kind of fun.
But, yeah, I mean, I recommend maybe a good preamp and an antenna. That might be your only way of getting it.
All right. Well, Bob, I see it's that time already. We got about a minute remaining here tonight on the Satellite Guys radio show. Before we go, DirecTV 12. I'm hearing that they seem to have fixed the problem that it's having. This is not official in any way, and that we should see it start drifting to its new home relatively soon. Let's hope that's true, because I really like to see it. Anyways, I'd like to thank once again, first of all, Satellite AV and Glory Star for adding us to their channel lineup. We're on channel 1050, so people on Glory Star can listen to us. I'd like to thank SpiderOak.com for your free 3 gigabytes of data storage. Check out SpiderOak.com and use the promo code SATGUYS. It's not just an online backup service. It's an online synchronization, so you can synchronize computers, whether it be Mac, PC, or Unix. So you can synchronize folders and stuff like that together. And you can also share folders with friends and neighbors if you want. Pretty cool service, that's SpiderOak.com. Anyways, we'll catch you next week here on the Satellite Guys radio show. Bob, why don't you take us out?
All right, and if you're going to be at NAB this week, let us know what you see, and if you see something really cool, let us know so that way we can cover it. And thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
All right, and for you guys on the Access America Radio Network, we'll be back in just a few seconds with this week's edition of the Satellite Guys After Party Party. So thanks for listening to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. We'll catch you next week. See ya.